Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Well, good morning and welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Hoping you guys had a blessed and a safe and rejuvenating weekend. My bride, Lady Liberty, here in the studio with me. Yes. How you doing?
Well, wonderful. Good morning to you and good morning to all of you out there. Welcome to Monochromatic Monday, where the truth of God is black and white.
Yep. Monochromatic Monday.
Yep.
Love it. Yeah, there's a lot of truth. There's a lot of truth that's to be had here.
Yes, that's
and,
right.
And the world of delusion and psychosis and
Boy.
Up is down, down is up.
Yep, no kidding. But that's okay because, you know, we're so thankful that the Lord has given us His Word, that even in times when things make absolutely no sense at all and where the enemy is completely blinded and has seared hearts to the point of insanity, well, you know, we're just fortunate. Our joy is in the Lord. We don't even have to worry, you know.
We're so grateful. So grateful for that. And He's coming back so soon. You know, I want to share something that I got from Redoubt News about the, you know, the COVID thing, you know, and how insane it is and so on and so forth. So I'll share that. And I have some thoughts about this. I will share my response as well. And what was sent was a nurse's thoughts and mine too. And so I'll just kind of bookend this instead of going through the whole, because it's kind of lengthy. But, quote, among all the vaccines I have known in my life, diphtheria, tetanus, measles, rubella, chickenpox, hepatitis, meningitis, and tuberculosis, I want to also add flu and pneumonia. I've never seen a vaccine that forced me to wear a mask and maintain my social distance, even when you're fully vaccinated. So let me just skip down. After all the vaccines, she goes through a bunch of vaccines, you know, the preposterousness of, you know, these policies. After all the vaccines I listed above, I've never seen a vaccine like this one, which discriminates, divides, and judges society as it is. And as the social fabric tightens, it's a powerful vaccine. She does all the things except immunization. If we still need a booster dose after we are fully vaccinated, and we still need to get a negative test after we're fully vaccinated, and we still need to wear a mask after we're fully vaccinated, and still be hospitalized after we've been fully vaccinated, it will likely come to, it's time for us to admit that we've been completely deceived. And that right there, the final statement, we've been fully deceived, is what many of us have been screaming from the rooftops. And my response to that is, that's because we're rapidly approaching the end. So just wait, it's going to get worse on earth before He comes. And He is coming soon. You do not want to be left behind.
No, absolutely not.
This was never about a virus. It was always about chaos and control and setting the stage for the Antichrist.
That's right.
That's what this is all about. So don't be dismayed. I mean, we make fun of it and we shake our heads and we say, oh, how ridiculous. And this is, you know, this viruses don't work this way. But, you know, that's all. The science is very clear that this whole thing is a scam. And they've been suppressing the voices of tens of thousands of medical professionals, including virologists and scientists and people who really know viruses. And they continue with the charade. This is about control. This is the vaccine is not the mark of the beast, but it is putting the framework in place and it's conditioning the people. Already we're seeing you can't buy, sell. You know, they're using it to control the movement of people and commerce. And they're using it as the excuse to tighten control on commerce, food supplies, and so on. So they're creating the chaos. God is order. He's coming back soon. And there's a time of wrath and judgment that is not reserved for the church.
Right. And, well, and the, you know, like what you're talking about here, where people are finally admitting deceit. It should be defeat, right?
Yeah.
Defeat and deceit all at the same time. In fact, Sidney Powell sent out in her newsletter an example of one of the journalists from the Washington Post who gave full admission to being wrong ever since the beginning about the virus and the lockdown, the masks. I mean, she basically admitted in an article calling herself out, saying, you know what, I believed this for the first however many weeks and then months and then years. And now looking back, we know that we were lied to.
That's right.
And yet I believed it. I promoted it. And she just basically flat out admitted it. And whatever could make a Washington Post of all newspapers, you know, that a journalist from that paper actually admit everything that she did wrong and failed to admit or to report correctly, you know, because
that's right.
It was all the deception. I think that's a great thing. Tide is turning when you see those kind of things happen,
yeah.
Where you've got diehard media liars that are actually openly admitting, oh my gosh, I was not just wrong. I was dead wrong.
Yep.
And how unfortunate to have been so deceived. And so even when you've
it's
got the liars admitting that,
yeah.
You know, so that's an excellent sign.
That is one of the lucky few.
Yep.
To have that veil lifted, because, I mean, it's still astounding to me how many people, the number of people that you see at the store that are all masked up has increased.
Yeah, just recently. Now it's, well, because of the supposed new, you know, strain, the Omicron. And
Omicron.
And so now they're back. They fell right back into the first trap they fell into in the first place.
Yeah.
So, but, okay. Well, so should we get to the word of the day?
I'm looking forward to it. Absolutely.
Okay. So the word of the day for Monochromatic Monday comes to us from Malachi chapter 3, verses 16 through 18, which read under the title, A Book of Remembrance. Then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord listened and heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him for those who fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on that day that I make them my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and one who does not serve him.
Yeah.
And that's it. But we did, that was not a random turning. We did a Bible study and listened to a couple different sermons on these verses, both Malachi chapter 3, 16 through 17 and 18, and then also Zechariah chapter 9, verses 16, about how God thinks we're beautiful in his sight, and he refers to us as jewels.
Mm-hmm.
And like, in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 16, it says, for they shall be like the jewels of a crown, lifted like a banner over his head.
Yeah.
And so how exceptional is that, that he refers to us as his jewels? And
well, who does he refer to as his jewels?
Well, and exactly, because in verse 16 where it says, then those who feared the Lord
yep.
spoke to one another. And then you skip down to 17 and it says, they shall be mine, says the Lord of that hosts, on the day that I make them my jewels. And he's yeah. talking about the great day of God. And so, yeah, he's looking for the ones who fear the Lord.
Yeah, those who fear the Lord and those who meditate on his name.
That's
I've
right.
I've never keyed in on that before.
Right.
Until Saturday. And I added that to my notes. I had, you know, to do a heart check, make sure I'm I do fear him,
yeah,
but I've never
right.
really been deliberate, intentional about meditating on his name or his names.
Right.
So I did, you know, that led to another study of, you know, all the different names of God, which I've heard, you know, a bazillion times, but I've never intentionally sought them out, wrote them down and added them right along the column of fearing the Lord,
right.
of meditating on his name too.
Right.
So I will be, they wrote all their names in a book because it was a pretty evil time.
Right.
And they wanted to, God, remember? We
yeah,
wrote this.
Yeah, don't forget us. As if God forgets or doesn't know
right.
anything, right?
But that was a, I think that was a cool act of pursuing him.
Of, it was, well, that and also making sure that it was a clear division line between them and the complainers. Because just before verse 16, back in 13 through 15, the people were complaining harshly. And in verse 13, the Lord says, "Your words have been harsh against me," says the Lord.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're complaining. And these people in verse 16, they're not complainers. They're the ones who fear the Lord. And so they're, like you're saying, they said, "Oh, no way. Don't think that we are part of them. You know,
right.
We are clearly not part of the complainers. We are the ones who fear the Lord." And so, you know, developing that whole train of thought a little bit farther with being jewels and, you know, how that actually comes to be, you know, like, you know, we're jewels to God, and those who fear him and who walk in his ways, he will put us in his crown. And why wouldn't he, basically? You know, if you compared us to an artist and the artist's art that he produces, right? An artist treasures his art, his paintings. He loves them. And he puts so much work into making them exactly the way he wants them. He loves them. He protects them even. He yeah. makes sure nobody harms the art,
right.
breaks it, misuses it, or even hides it in a closet. You know,
he wants it
to shine. He wants it displayed. He puts a light on it even, you know.
Right.
You've all been to art shows and they have the specific individual light on that specific painting, giving glory to that artist,
right?
Well, in the same manner, we read Matthew chapter 5 verse 16 that says, "Let your light shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven." And so in the same manner, we are God's artwork and we shine and we give glory to him who created us.
Yeah.
He is our artist. And so in this sense, we don't even need to point out or make the statement that you're giving glory to God, since the very action of speaking his words give glory to God.
Right. Yeah.
Right. You know, so we are his artwork, his jewels in motion, speaking his words, thus giving glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just really, we had a great time in that Bible
yeah.
study. It's so uplifting. So it's wonderful.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you for that. That's just that's a great word and I appreciate it. And
yep. Praise God.
Yeah. That was a great study too. So I encourage the listeners to go through there and hopefully you have written those down. You listen with a pen and notepad standing by because we put out information we want you guys to go away with. It'll be a blessing to you.
That's right.
And if you missed it or we went too fast or something, just go to our Podbean site, radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com. And
we have the full archives there.
Yeah, you can pull up this show yep. and listen.
That's
so
right.
Get all caught up. So, all right. Well, guys, we'll take a quick break here. Thank you all for spreading the word of the Morning Commute and Radio Free Redoubt to your like-minded friends and family. This segment was brought to you by U.S. Law Shield. It provides legal defense for self-defense. If you have to defend yourself, you're going to be facing civil or criminal charges or some type of situation that's going to force you to spend thousands and thousands of dollars defending yourself just to exonerate yourself. But if you have U.S. Law Shield, if you're a member and a Radio Free Redoubt listener or Amron member, you can use that discounted rate, which brings it down to just $11 a month, which is something you can't afford not to have. And you can get to that by going to radiofreeredoubt.com. On the right-hand side, just scroll down till you find that banner. It's not business card size banner, U.S. Law Shield. That clicking on that will get you that affiliate link. And we'll be back with the Morning Commute right after these brief messages.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Number 7. Strive constantly for spiritual growth. We, as individuals, can push the world along toward mankind's highest destiny if each of us will make the welfare of his fellow man his first concern, and if each of us will apply the principles of God's truth to our political and economic affairs.
This is segment 2 of the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. I'm John Jacob Schmidt, and this is a Radio Free Redoubt production. We're broadcasting out of Spokane, Washington, in the heart of the American Redoubt. This segment 2 is brought to you by Prepping 2.0, the podcast to help take your preps to the next level. And that's at prepping2-0.com. Glenn Tate and Shelby Gallagher, both authors over there, and doing great things. And boy, he had a tough bout with COVID himself. Of course, so did we, but yeah, he had to go to the hospital, but doing great.
Well, and he survived the ventilator. That was what was most amazing to me.
Oh my goodness. So, yeah. I had some doctors that knew how to use it.
Well, that and all sorts of prayers. So praise God.
Lots of prayer. Yep. Glory to God. So, there are, you know, this is interesting too, because speaking of these doctors, it reminds me of the funds, the money that has gone to COVID relief. This, you know, $1.9 trillion stimulus COVID response money that was passed that they've been flinging around, right?
Right. Well, did that all go?
Well, now, and this is what Redoubt News, Zero Hedge, several articles, Breitbart, they've got articles over here about this free money. And, you know, they even warned, like Redoubt News warned, this is the path to socialism, projecting that the feds would use this as a way to take over every jurisdiction in the United States. For all intents and purposes, this was essentially the plan, yet the warnings fell on deaf ears. Now, this ARPA, this released America's Rescue Plan Act, 628-page document that our county governments, city governments, all these entities, states, did not read the fine print. So now these states and counties and municipalities that are relieving, they're giving the people relief. They're relaxing these mask mandates, vaccination mandates, all these other, you know, freak out COVID psychosis measures. And now the federal government is saying, we want the money back. So now there's you know, who knows, untold billions, millions of dollars that's out there over at, where was this?
So they made the money available as relief. And
yes.
Then, and there were strings attached apparently saying, oh, yeah, it's just a loan.
Who would ever thought that this wasn't going to have strings attached? I mean, yeah. So now they're beholden to the federal government. The federal government is already starting to threaten people with, well, you're not following our federal mandates and guidelines, so we want the money back.
No way.
Yep.
Oh,
and so here's a good example.
That's being held hostage by your own stupid federal government.
Yes. This is at the state level in Massachusetts. State, and this comes from U.S. News. State officials have told the city of Methuen that it has to return about $650,000 in federal funds spent on hazard pay for some employees and relief for restaurants. The Eagle Tribune reported that the State Executive Office for Administration and Finance told Methuen Mayor that the hazard pay stipends totaling $500,000 amount to impermissible bonuses for workers. They were bonuses, really. So, but at the federal level,
that's astonishing. That's astonishing because if it's called relief, it's not meant to be a loan. Right?
That's right.
You know, and if businesses are getting this kind of relief from the government, who is insisting upon all of these business restricting mandates in the first place, there should absolutely not be any strings attached.
Right.
You know, it's either that they don't place mandates that restrict your business and your ability to make an income, or they do and provide relief for you.
Yeah. Well, here's from Breitbart News. Biden administration threatens to recoup Arizona's coronavirus relief funds over their mask rules. No kidding. At issue, and this they picked this up from the Associated Press, at issue are two state programs that are meant to help schools and students, but that direct funding away from jurisdictions with mask requirements. Arizona Education Plus Up Grant Program provide $163 million in funding to schools. But districts that require face coverings are ineligible. And its COVID-19 Education Recovery Benefit Program provides for up to $7,000 for parents if their child's school requires face covering. So because of that, the feds want their money back. And
that just doesn't get any stranger. And so, so with the, I'm sure with the prospect that if they don't pay this money back, they won't have any further federal funds available or made available to them, I'm sure. Right.
Well, that's what they're saying. They're saying that, they want the money back.
It's kind of an extortion tactic by our own government towards our states.
That's exactly what it is.
I don't know exactly how that can even be legal, to tell you the truth.
Right.
Because then what? You know, first of all of these mandates were illegal to begin with.
Yep.
Right? Every last one of them. And so the problem with law and instituting something that negates laws,
right,
is that it nullifies everything. It makes the law to no effect. And so if that's going on between the federal government and the states and all of this illegal stuff that they're touting was mandated in the first place, who's to say they have any kind of recourse whatsoever to even begin with?
Right. Right.
Right? So,
well, and some are acting a little smarter than others. Like right here, not too far from here, just north of Kootenai County, in Idaho, Bonner County, the commissioner and candidate for governor, Steve Bradshaw, great guy, he was the first to bring up his concerns about the slimy rules put out through the ARPA grant money. And he said, except if you look at the language, they don't have to prove that you mishandled the money. They just have to decide that you mishandled the money. Right.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Right. And so the money just kept flowing in there. And
with dictatorship guidelines.
Right.
Wow.
Exactly. And so it says that this week in a meeting, that Idaho is the only state asking whether or not a vaccine mandate could be required through acceptance of these funds. Nobody else is asking the question. And so they're talking about giving the money back, not taking any more. And there's a big shakeup now, just beginning. You're starting to see the slimy little deceptiveness of these snakes dropping out of the trees, whispering all kinds of promises.
Right. And this is exactly what you would come to expect under communism, because
sure. it,
under a coup, especially because a coup is not going to have to follow any laws that already exist. And so pretending like there's laws and then instituting new laws that would not support our Constitution at all.
Right.
And then just carrying them out as if it's now law and you have to do it just because they said so, right? And so they're not following any legal procedure. And this is what happens. You start to see everything in conflict, because the whole premise of law is that one thing is built upon another and they're all congruent.
Right.
So they all make sense and nothing negates each other. Nothing cancels out any other law. It has to be that way in order for it to function correctly. Otherwise, it's a free-for-all. It's whoever said what and whoever has the most might and power behind them.
Yeah, the deep state slime balls are basically saying, hey, let's fling all this free money out there.
Right.
And then they come and say, we want it back.
Right.
Unless you bend your knee.
Yeah. Yeah. That's where we're looking at.
How are we ever going to come up with that kind of money?
That's why communism doesn't work. It's tyrannical. It's dictatorial. It's it's lawless.
It's corrupt to the core.
Corrupt to the core. Exactly. And it steals and it harms people. And so, well, and in addition to all of that, switching gears a little bit, we were talking last week about how China is restricting and not allowing any more food to come into the nation.
Right.
And we're speculating how on earth could that possibly serve China?
Closing right? their land borders.
Right.
Specifically, yeah.
Right. Well, here's another interesting addition to that. And this article is titled, China is restricting citizens from leaving, U.S. citizens included. And so it says that it's restricting people from leaving the country, and even U.S. permanent residents or U.S. citizens have been caught by this campaign. And over the course of 2021, many Chinese netizens shared on social media their difficulties when applying for passports. For those who had the travel documents during the exit inspections at the airports, officials asked them difficult questions and carefully checked their passports and visas, some netizens recounted. One even said that their passport was torn by the inspector on the spot. And today, apparently, only 2% of passports that are being applied for are being granted. And
wow.
And so they're not letting people out. And so they're citing that if their people go out, they're going to go out and be exposed to all these other viruses and then bring them back.
Right.
And so they're prohibiting their people from leaving. And they're prohibiting new food, prohibiting supplies from coming in, and they're also not letting their own supplies out. I would be very, very concerned if I lived in China right now.
Well, we should be concerned even if we don't live in China, and that's because
it affects everything that we're doing.
Right. We know exactly how strategic they are. We know their goal for world domination. They've clearly stated it. And for colonizing many Western countries, including the United States, especially the United States.
Right.
So, yeah, once again, the stage is being set. Thank God that our king is coming back soon. And it's just going to, a lot of this pieces and parts, like Jesus said, there's going to be wars and rumors of wars. You know, don't let this trouble you. These things have to happen. And so... I'm watching. It's completely changing my whole mindset as we've been diving into the prophecy and God's word. It's almost like, I want to make a bowl of popcorn, right?
Right.
And just watch, because it's like with this fascination of watching everything that, like I said, we're the envy of previous generations who wondered what it would look like, and we get a front row seat.
Right. We get to view the landscape, as it were.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. Well, we got lots to talk about this week, guys. So you just thank you for your prayers and your support. But you be safe out there and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a marvelous monochromatic Monday, and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.